bonè,
respè.
Mwen salye tout moun kap kote program
Lile li tan
nan radio WGFC 90.7 FM Akwa, New York. Epi tout moun ki nan Hudson, Columbia ak Greene Counties, New York. Nou ka tande program sa tou sou internet la, sou site www.wgxc.org.
Ou ka rele nou tou nan nimero sa mbral ba nou, se 518-828-0290. Rete branché.
We play one part.
Yes, please play your part. Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, New York. Haitian Cultural Program Lile Li Tan, your co-host Carlene Murphy.
Mbye kontan nou chita ave nou apre midi a kon tande program
Kilti Haïtien. Et je dis à nous grand pile parole, nous allons parler sur politique, sociale, économique, société, art, toute belle bagaille. And moi-même c'est Azuki Grégory Sanon, bien content avec nous aujourd'hui.
Yes, we welcome you and we ask you to play your part. Remember, we all are playing our part every day in our lives and our communities with our families. We play our part. And so we have some update from Haiti. And as you know, this is a Haitian cultural program, Lile Li Tan. The time is now. So we have an exemption. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti on March 31st have publicized information about waiver of visa fees for 2014 Special Olympics Summer Games Invitational, Los Angeles, California, and 2015 Special Olympics World Summer Games, Los Angeles. So Deputy Secretary Burns has authorized a waiver of application and visa issuance fees for participants in the 2014 Special Olympic Summer Games Invitational taking place in Los Angeles from June 8, 2014, and the 2015 Special Olympics World Summer Games taking place in Los Angeles again from July 25th to August 2nd, 2015. Approximately 250 accredited delegation members will attend the Special Olympic Summer Games and 6,500 accredited delegation members will attend the 2015 World Summer Games Olympic. So consistent with the U.S. with USC 1351, the Deputy Secretary has authorized a waiver of all reciprocity and MRV fees for the members of delegation traveling to the Olympic Summer Game. In addition, the Unified Partners, athletes without an intellectual disability who train and compete on teams with persons with intellectual disabilities, coaches, trainers, referee, and judges. Other supporting staff accredited to the game, such as medical doctors, nurses, and therapists, Special Olympic staff from the regional offices and technical delegates to oversee each sport. And so this is the information for this Special Olympics. Apparently, they have Special Olympics in Haiti. After the earthquake, there have been organizations working with the disabled in Haiti.
Yeah,
and people on wheelchairs and all that.
It was a really nice program.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, that shows you that in addition to doing programs in Haiti with them to rehabilitate them, they also involve them in sports and things that will really
They play like the sport. I saw they play basketball and really.
Yeah, with all the things, yeah.
It's a really nice program.
So, for the French speakers, exemption des frais de visa pour les personnes participant sur l'invitation aux Jeux Olympiques spéciaux d'été de 2014 et aux Jeux Olympiques mondiaux spéciaux d'été 2015 à Los Angeles, Californie. Le secrétaire adjoint Burns a autorisé une exemption des frais de traitement de dossiers relatifs à la demande et à la délivrance des visas. Réciprocité, les frais pour les participants prendront par sur invitation aux Jeux olympiques des spéciaux qui se déroulent à Los Angeles, Californie.
Le 6 et le 8, Californie du 25 juillet, le 25 juin 2014, est aux Jeux olympiques mondiaux et spéciaux d'été qui se tiendront à Los Angeles, Californie du 25 juillet au 2 août 2015. Environ de 250 membres de la délégation et accrédités participeront sur invitation aux Jeux olympiques et spéciaux d'été et de 2014 et environ de 6 500 membres de la délégation accrédités se rendront aux Jeux olympiques mondiaux et spéciaux d'été 2015. Oui. Nous faisons de là et gain communauté et olympique là parce que pour un jeux olympique qui a fait en Californie pour été à pour 2015 là 2014-2015 là il y a une série d'organisations qui travaillent avec moun Kokobe en Haïti, moun qui dommagé
bon handicap
pas Kokobe moun dommagé moun pieds cassés, poignets de bagaille, pieds. Moun sa yo, yo fait un série de sport avec en Haïti, yo joue basketball, yo joue football, yo joue volleyball, qui vient faire Los Angeles et aux États-Unis a organisé un jeux olympiques pour yo.
Et puis gouvernement pas besoin visa pour
yo. Yo pas besoin visa parce que gouvernement a retiré cob pour yo. Moun sa yo pas besoin payer pour visa. Département d'État, ambassade américaine, yo retiré frais sa yo. Moun sa yo.
Ni docteur ni thérapeute ni moun kap moun, travail
tout moun sa yo. Qui a parti dans délégation docteur, moun kap bay soin, entraîneur, pas gen moun sa yo kap payer cob visa. Bon c'est un très bon travail pour moun spécialement moun dommagé yo.
Yeah. Other updates that we have is that le programme Corée étudiant. This is a program in Haiti for helping the students in Haiti. Le programme Corée étudiant offre de nouvelles opportunités à ses bénéficiaires. Plus de 500 laptops distribués aux étudiants de l'Université d'État d'Haïti pour le premier ministre 2013-2014, pour le premier trimestre, je sais, 2013-2014, plus de 29 000 étudiants sont déjà inscrits. Le président de la République, Son Excellence M. Michel-Joseph Martelly, accompagné du Premier ministre Laurent Lamothe, a rencontré le mardi 1er avril 2014 au palais municipal de Delma les bénéficiaires du programme Corée étudiant qui entre officiellement dans sa deuxième phase.
Lors des discussions entre le gouvernement et le plus de 500 étudiants bénéficiaires du programme Corée étudiant, Le chef de l'État s'est montré ouvert à de nouvelles propositions. Parmi les principaux points abordés, la possibilité de choisir entre la subvention de 18 000 goudes et un laptop Ocean Plus, 2 000 goudes, l'importance de la carte de début et de l'impact de la subvention sur les résultats académiques dès l'année 2012-2013. Le chef de l'État a promis son plein soutien à l'augmentation des capacités d'études et de recherche des étudiants haïtiens, ainsi qu'au processus de modernisation de l'éducation. L'avenir de ce pays dépend de vous, de l'accompagnement que vous recevez aujourd'hui et du gouvernement de votre pays et de ce que vous en faites. Affirmé le président Martelly, convaincu de la pertinence de l'aide octroyée aux étudiants sur les résultats académiques.
Le premier ministre, M. Lamothe, qui salue cette initiative, a pour sa part invité les étudiants à appuyer les efforts du gouvernement en vue de pérenniser ce programme. Des mesures afin de permettre aux étudiants finissants d'intégrer l'administration publique sont actuellement envisagées. Le ministère de la Planification et de la Coopération externe entame déjà le processus d'accompagnement des étudiants finissants du Centre technique de planification et d'économie appliquée vers les directions techniques de l'administration publique. Pour l'année Académie 2012-2013, plus 27 000 étudiants ont bénéficié de ce programme à travers 8 départements de la République. Pour le Premier ministre 2013-2014, plus de 29 000 sont déjà inscrits et 2 000 au projet Laptop Option Plus. So that's the
nous tendez
go ahead.
Nous tendez et ça qu'a fait dans pays là nous et président li bay un paquet laptop non c'est de l'école 500 laptop li bay non c'est de l'école et puis gen près 2000 encore yo pral bay ki candidat mais yo basé bay ti moun yo laptop là c'est par rapport avec grade yo dans l'école là ça veut dire comment yo travaille pendant année sou travaille bien tant que ici sous son A plus student ou bagay ça veut dire sous consent en Haïti ou bon laptop. Ça veut dire faut faire devoir, faut faire mou.
But at the same time, there is some issues about who will be receiving the deal to supply those 29 students the laptop, because this is something that's a good investment. You know, people will be selling the company those options. Is that something they're gonna go that this way and just get one?
No, it's the taxpayers' money.
Well, the taxpayers' money, but who's buying it? From what company are they buying
the government? Laptop? There's a company down there is making laptop.
Tablet.
Yeah,
they are making them. But what happened is, there was someone else who published that they said that they said, le laptop valeur coûtait $356 l'unité.
Yeah.
Et 16 000 goods divisé par 45 goods pour un laptop, $1. So pourrait-on trouver ce laptop à un prix moindre, soit environ $200 ou $250? C'est cougnon pendant des mois pour le laptop, parce que cougnon la plupart si tout le monde a besoin d'un laptop. Et puis un laptop a coûté $356.
Et non mais
étudiants ça a
laptop. C'est pour l'école yo.
Yeah.
C'est pour université yo, c'est pour étudiants yo.
Oui, mais en même temps, l'étudiant n'a pas gagné cob pour payer $356 pour gagner. Comment il a fait? Et parce que ce n'est pas tout qui gagne.
Non, c'est pas bon. Comme le dit le président, pral bay 2000, gagne 2000 qui candidat. Ça veut dire, ou travaille bien pour gagner laptop.
Yeah, special.
Fait ou moko, fait ou travail.
Yeah. Now we have another thing.
Jean-Stéphanie fait, elle fait ou moko.
Now, the other thing that we have is ONA. ONA is the National Assurance Office National d'Assurance Vieillesse. This is an update on the
insurance company.
On the elderly, you know, yeah. The insurance, the national insurance for the elderly. So in Haiti, they have a program that when people work, they collected some money off their paycheck, and then at the end when they retire, they will get it, just like they have a social security here.
Yeah.
But the problem is that people don't stay in the job for too long, and those who have contributed, if they spend the rest of their life, they never contributed after that, they lost it.
No, even you stay in the job for the rest of your life, there is no insurance. They never give you money back, because my mom was working for like 50 years, we never have any insurance, because they took the money, they don't give back to the people.
Well, this is an interesting entry that they said here about that was a nouvelle list that la situation a empiré. I want to see this, because it's interesting to see how the people have come to Haiti to see this. They said that Jean-Edouard et Jeune Moïse, 84 ans, un pensionnaire de l'ONA se présente pour tirer son chèque à Delma. Soutenu à la fois par sa canne et un proche, il revient ce lundi après un déplacement en vain la semaine écoulée. Vieillard, tout est paralysé par ici, il vaut mieux que tu prennes la direction de Pétionville, dit un policier à l'octogénaire qui a rebroussé chemin. So apparently, people don't get paid, they don't get their money back. Yeah, la situation à l'Office national d'assurance vieillesse s'empire. Initialement isolé à Port-au-Prince, la demande de la mise au pied du directeur général des Graff Bernard s'étend à travers le pays. Malgré le vent de mécontentement, le pouvoir central dirigé par Madeleine semble faire fi des grèves soulevées contre des Graff. Une résolution votée par le Sénat demandant le départ de des Graff depuis au moins un an est mise de côté sans suite par l'équipe dirigeante. Le mouvement anti-dégraf, au lieu de diminuer, Guy Duterte. Apparently, that people wanted him out.
Yeah,
because
he's being the
popularity for many, for almost like 20, 30 years.
Yeah, but the problem is that they are complaining about is the fact that he's not helping the elderly get their money.
They keep all the money. They don't give the money to people.
Interesting. He said, Direction Générale Lona a fait public la connaît que député Anel Belize nan tête un groupe a tout fait exam ensemble avec quelques fugitifs 25 ans. It's the same thing.
Ou pas qu'a député ou l'ingénieur ça ou pas qu'a parler comme ça.
No, but what happened is that because people want to take over the office. That's what happened. So what they take away was actually au niveau de l'ONA comme un problème politique. Le problème à l'ONA relève de la politique et de l'ordre public. Tous les films de nos caméras de surveillance montrent clairement l'intervention de policiers qui font et leur immunité en fomenté à l'agitation armée que nous constatons. Apparently, there was a demonstration in front of the Lona office.
Yeah.
Bureau, de façon que pour moun yo capable
yo mande des pages de graphes yeah. Pour des graphes aller.
Parce que si c'est lui même qui directeur on bara. I haven't seen anybody who receive.
Même before him, c'est bara était toujours comme ça. En vend des graphes, moun Lona pas jamais des moun.
Yeah. But at the same time, but there was something that they were talking about having the public offices like president the former presidents to have a pension of $3,000 a month US. So how did they collect that money from them while they were in power?
I don't know because they always collect a lot of money. I don't know how they
that's what nobody knows. That's the problem and that's why those people are demonstrating in front. So let's listen to a song from the choir de Cuba. To see what they have to.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yay! This is from the choir of Cuba, the Creole choir of Cuba. Well, this week we have a lot of natural disasters that happened. Not only this week, but you know, from the week. I'm going to quote a text from the Bible when they said that in Apocalypse. In the last days, we see a lot of earthquake, a lot of natural disasters. But do you think that that's what's happening?
Excuse me.
What happened? You weren't here? It's your body that's here.
No, you're talking about
somewhere.
The Bible.
I'm not talking about the Bible in the sense of Christianity or something. What I'm saying is, you have to wonder.
No, you mentioned
that
the
something.
Name. I was not.
You weren't focusing on the Bible. Yeah. Well, in any case.
Yeah, but what happened in Chile, you know, it was very sad.
Well, they have it happened twice. Yeah. Okay? And that happened, this is within 1 week. And you have, and they show one of the TV station, national TV station, they showed all the hot plate, the fireplace, what they call it, that has the, every week there is an earthquake somewhere around the world. It may not be reported here, but it happens. And you have the sinkholes, you have the landslides. You know, where are we going? Yeah, what do you think?
What I think? But we going somewhere.
But you know, the other day there was someone who reminded me of your song "Global Warming," that says about the superpowers have to come together, because that was an issue about the refugees in Lebanon and other places in Turkey and other places in the Middle East. And they said, well, the superpowers have to come together. Because one of these days, they will have to help us too, because we will be in the same situation as the refugees. But that reminds me of the superpowers.
No, it's because I've been really thinking about this thing for so long. But we have to get together to do something together, because when something happens, it affects everybody.
Yeah.
It's not affect me, affect yes, everybody, you know.
But the issue these days is that there will be environmental refugees more than any other things. Before, we used to have political refugees, but right now we are moving into a new term, environmental refugees. And I believe that that's what have happened many times before, but the world did not recognize the environmental refugees as such, but more as political, because they assume that it's only because of the political situation in their country, because of they're not eating or they're not feeding or they don't have care. But what they didn't realize, the environmental issue has been something that's caused a lot of problems in those countries.
Yeah.
You know, if you are in a land where you can't plant food, or you can't get access to fresh water, or you can't get anywhere in your own country because of the environmental condition, and you travel to another country, oh, this is a refugee who left the country. They didn't see the impact.
Yeah.
Because they thought that it was just
the
war.
What happened like 2 or 3 weeks ago from small town in
Washington?
In Washington, you know.
All these people.
The gun.
And to this day,
crazy.
I'm still, I'm concerned. I'm saying this. Personally, I think that there is something in the magnetic field in space that probably swallowed that airplane. Because there was a plane before, and they call it in the Bermuda Triangle, mm-hmm. that disappeared. But it was a personal airplane. But this one has 239 people on board. Is it the magnetic field that swallowed it? Did you find a place, and then the aliens come and grab it? Unless they find it,
please.
those are theories that you know, the theory that's being out there. So
one thing I know, we have to get together. The superpower, the one is in control. They have to get together to solve the global warming problem.
Okay, let's see.
The planet is in peril. Carbon monoxide everywhere. We panic like we in Titanic. Let me know what you know. I don't know. Weapons of mass destruction, nuclear annihilation, migration, extension, what we see, tsunami, tornadoes, volcanoes, a we should know. Global warming's knocking at my door. Hey, by now we should know. Global warming's knocking at your door.
It's not my imagination, even hallucination. It's our contribution to this tribulation. No time for finger pointing. The time for action is right now. Believers and all the rest. Oh, by now we should know. Global warming's knocking at my door. Yeah, by now we should know. Yeah, global warming's knocking at your door.
M. Ikra Hudson, New York.
It's not my imagination, even hallucination, and peace, let work together. What you say?
N'attendez WGXC 90.7 FM, Ikra, New York.
In love for us forever. So much better, this I say to you. By now we should know, global warming's knocking at my door. By now we should know, global warming's knocking at your door.
Yes, we are playing our part here as a human being to save the world from the love for the love of the child. And so the planet that we know it, as we know it, is in peril. And so we need to save it for the love of the child. Now we have
for the love of us.
Well, we are on our
we
way.
The child.
Any which way, any which way, we are on our way.
Yeah.
When there is no exit but one exit, you know, just
you
like
know,
there is one door that brought us to this earth, there is one door that's the exit.
One of the reasons I talk about the superpower is because everything now, if you want something happen, you need money.
Well, the superpowers, you know, they
and
have
that's
money
what I'm saying.
To do
they,
things.
They in control, you know, you have to put money together and, you know.
Yeah, but beside money, I think that it's a consensus. They have to agree that things have changed. The world as we know it is no longer the same. And have we ever wondered that the situation, the chemical weapons that they use is affecting the planet? The wars, you know, whenever you drop a bomb, whatever you use a chemical weapon or, you know, on during a war, that's affecting the concentration, the chemistry of the soil. Now, all these things, you just like having an orange. You're just extracting the inside. You take the oil, you take the metal, you take the iron, you take the diamond, you took everything from the inside. So the planet may be, you know, standing in front of you, you see, but inside of
it's going to be collapsed.
It's empty. Inside of that planet is empty. And then slowly you're going to see more open, you know, the soil will open up, you know, and start swallowing things. And you wonder, well, why did that happen? How did that happen? But if you are extracting oil in Africa, you're extracting bauxite in Haiti, you are extracting the diamonds in Africa, you know, and all the other places you are extracting.
In California.
In Chile. You are taking out left and right. What you end up with is an empty shell. Yeah. You know, the planet is turning into an empty shell.
Yeah.
So one of these days you're going to see, it was shocking to see that man in his own bed, in his own house in Florida, and the planet opened up and swallowed him, never to be heard again. And never to be heard again. That's scary.
That's sad.
That is scary.
We are in a really dangerous situation now.
Yes, we are. We are, and it's scary because the children, as you say, we are expecting to pass this on to them, but what to pass on?
We have even food problems, but what is good around here? There's a lot of young people I know. They really focus and really
This is an effort. It's not just around here. It's a movement. They call it permaculture.
Yeah.
They call it sustainable living.
Yeah.
And people are planting their own. I'm looking at the land in front of and the side of my house. I said, my God, without all these trees to shade the area, I could be planting my own garden. Because foods are getting expensive, vegetables are getting expensive, and at the same time, it's not everywhere that you can plant your own food, you know? So this is scary. There is an artist, a female artist called Jacqueline Mayhew Montfleury. She sang a song called Soulamé. That was an interpretation of an oldies in 1970s. Let's listen to her, Jacqueline Mayhew, to see what's her interpretation of this song.
I don't know.
Let's listen to this and find out. Back in the
Historical events for Haiti for Sunday, April 1st, 2012. April 1st, 1796, Toussaint Louverture was elected lieutenant governor of Saint-Domingue, now become Haiti. April 4th, 1792, Francis Legislative Assembly voted to give full citizenship and equal right to all free people of color. April 4, 1844, the Piquet Paysans of Southern Haiti, led by Jean-Jacques Akao, revolt against the government.
And that was April 4th. On the same April 4th, but this one in 1919, Major John Lyne Mayer, a U.S. Marine Corps officer, was killed in action by Haitian freedom fighters in Haiti, the CACOS. On April 4th, the same month in commemorating April 4th, but 1920, the CACOS leader, Benoit Batraville, shot and killed U.S. Marine Sergeant Lawrence Mute. But this is the same CACOS leader that later on was killed by the U.S., yeah. You know. So this is... And this coming week, April 7, tomorrow, we'll commemorate in 1803 the Toussaint Louverture's death and the French prison of Fort de Joux, April 7th. So tomorrow is the anniversary death of our famous independence leader, Toussaint Louverture.
Mm.
That is, and also, as we are into announcement, we have the International Dinner, Community Dinner, the 13th annual. International Community Dinner is this coming April 26th on Saturday from 5 to 8 at the First Presbyterian Church, 4th and Warren Street in Hudson. Traditional cuisine, potluck, music, and dance from diverse nations and cultures. This is to celebrate the diversity of our community. And as you know, that this station supports diversity, and that's why we are one of the communities represented. And also the Bengalis, the French, the Africans, and all the other people.
Spanish.
You are welcome. The Spanish, we are welcome. You all are
the
welcome.
Irish.
Yeah, to bring a covered dish to share. It's a wonderful family event and a great way to get to know your neighbors. Hi, neighbor.
Oui, mais ça qui t'est passé dans année avril 1796, Toussaint Louverture, monsieur était mettez monsieur lieutenant gouverneur de Saint-Domingue. Ça veut dire c'est là monsieur était commencé t'a travail pour la France. Il était monsieur c'est monsieur qui était gouverneur Saint-Domingue. Dans avril 4 1792 et législatif français, il était rassemblé ensemble pour yoté voter pour yoté bail tout monde qui gen couleur noire. Ça veut dire yo te ba yo ray, yo te ba yo freedom pour yo voter. Yo te ba yo on liberté en 1984. Et en 1919, Major John Lee Meyer, c'était un US officier qui était qui mourut en action en Haïti et c'est freedom fighter c'est mon et Kakoyo qui était dans tiré yo tué. En avril et 4 encore 1920, Kako Lidea, c'était M. Benoît Bataville. Monsieur était tiré, monsieur était tiré un sergent américain. Oui.
Yes. Now, there is an American singing in Haitian Creole that's, you know, going around the web. I would like to hear what she has to say. Her Creole, you know, I want to find out about her Creole. So let's find out how she sings in Haitian Creole.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Chasing where the rencontre like where they swim, they swim. The more soft praise on soon. They swim, Amoué fini. Habite na mwe. Oh, Jesse. Plus na kemwe, oh.
Well, I think we give her enough. Well, you know, it's always interesting when you see other nationalities learning Creole, because so far we are trying to, or not trying, but we are practically making Creole a language officially that can be translated on Google if you have something. But if you can't edit it, your translation, you are up the creek, because the Creole translated in Google is not really what it's all about. So we have to be aware of that, so we don't think that what we translated is exactly what it is. Because I did that, and I noticed, I said, oh my God, if somebody take this and run with it, it's that person, you know, will be in trouble. But it's always interesting to find other nationalities who have learned Creole and who sang or speak the language the way they fluently in a way. So let's listen to one of the female singers, Haitian singers from Martinique. Oh, where it is? Oh, where are we?
Fok nat pou riye brile Chapo bay la Bandi go via Pasin blanche lan Fok nat pou riye brile Chapo bay la Cette couleur s'allier,
pas si frais.
couché sous point en salier. J'en sous point en salier, Saint-Nicolas salier, Olivier Vervey à salier, Dibri le Zin en salier, couché sous point en salier, Rob sept couleurs à salier, Saint-Nicolas salier. Joa salie, nat po bon non non salie, couché sous poyant salie, ti prie Joa salie.
Yes, that was Imelda, the Haitian singer from Haiti.
I like it.
Yeah, I like this CD. Very She's nice. Very mellow, and I like her composition anyway. You know, this is WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, New York. This is Sunday afternoon. It's a beautiful day today. It's getting warmer. And we hope to invite you again to join us here at WGXC. And if you have any comments or any suggestions for a show, you can join us live, or you can send your email to info@wgxc.org, or you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter. You can find WGXC and then drop a note in line. If you didn't, if you haven't yet, make your donation to WGXC. Remember that we need your support to remain on the air, and everything counts. Every contribution counts. And if you like something, you support something. So,
yes.
Join us again next week at the same time here at WGXC 4 to 5.
And happy birthday to Dawedo Sanon.
Oh, that's Dawedo's birthday this week?
Yeah, this past.
Last week?
This week.
Oh, yeah? That was her birthday?
It was the 3rd.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, this week we have... We have next week, next Friday, next...
Kounia, vous sérieux?
Oui, c'est Kounia, boss.
Ah, mon cher, sans parler là, à soi, c'est fait tâche à humaine.
Bon, à soi, c'est jamais, boss.
Oui, c'est nous t'en laisser.
Altamé, vos machines.
C'est même bagaille, fête ça, n'a pas l'air. Merci, tout le monde qui fête et fête, dans le mois d'avril, là, nous dit tout le monde. 1er avril, de 1er avril jusqu'à nos
lits.
Bonne fête.
Step now for a minute, I'll be right back.
Happy birthday. Well, whoever we have, who else that we have in front of
you know you can't
for birthday this
me,
week.
Chris.
So if you have any information or if you have any suggestion, don't hesitate. Right. Send us a note. We'll be happy to share with you here WGXC 90.7 FM Accra, New York. Here, this is Creole Da
Hudson. This is New York.
Oh, baby,
it's beautiful outside.
Let me
outside.
Freak your sexy body. Moi-même avec les amis, qui t'a le point, y'a un petit plaisir. Baby, m'entrer n'importe là. Yo, dire c'est moi qui crée l'amour. Gardez-moi pour sourire. Moi, si oh, gâchant, y'a femme sexy, c'était du bout de femme coca. Bonjour, oui, moi y avait un en bas de la. Pas inquiété, ou mettre moi sauver l'argent. Pas rien, pas peur dépenser. En nous, elle danse, on a le plogué. Le mettre sous ça, ou qu'on s'acquine après ça. Y'a la caille des bouchons, champagne. Musique douce, à jouer, nous prend caresser. Ou j'y l'imède, nous prend l'ipé. Nous pas suspendu que soleil a levé. Ça me
crée,
oh, dis en ladies man,
crée,
venez me parler,
crée,
ou laissez-moi pas s'amener avec,
crée,
c'est mon ça me crée, oh, dis en ladies man,
crée,
moi, je vais le faire parler, moi, tu vas aller dans le ciel avec.
Chris n'est pas là.
Chris n'est
pas là. Chris
n'est
pas là. Chris n'est pas là. Chris n'est pas là.
Matin, pas des potes, ma foi, pour qui ou pas, dis-moi, ou c'est ménage gris ou yé.
Pourquoi fâché pour mes chances pour m'expliquer? Mais t'es tout en livre, moi, pas de chine qu'à quitter.
J'ai une poêle, mais n'est-ce pas, y'en côté. Bah, où ça, l'argent, pas qu'à acheter. Pas besoin paniquer, ma va protéger. Ou pas besoin, monsieur, il va mériter.
Mon chagrin, l'autre, pas qu'on a qui est, soit blanc. C'est où c'est, moi, gris, souvenir, attaqué. Je nous rencontre, n'a pas des hommes pédis. Sous compte ça qu'on aime, plutôt quitter Miami. Quand t'as pour Natacha, belle de caille, belle auto. Pour mon zèle pour sexy, moi les cabas au clos. Ou mette, fais de toi payer. Si m'pas faire fond créole, y'a pas rien de l'incris.
Créole,
ou pas le con de Chris.
Créole,
ou pas le con de Sambézé.
Créole,
you're gonna be sorry.
Créole,
you wish you never tried me.
Créole,
that's my name.
Créole,
Chris Moshe, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Oye ma gauche, oye ma gauche.
Oui, nous dit tout le monde qui t'a écouté nous. Je dis à nous bien content avec nous. Nous donnons toutes paroles bien, mais très mauvais. Ça qui passe en Chile, à tremblement de terre, passe en Californie, you know, bah, qui passe en Washington. Là. Et nous connaissons le problème global warming. Là, c'est une bagaille vraiment de quoi. Nous focus sur lui, me dit tout le monde qui t'a attendu nous après-midi, me dit bonsoir. Now l'autre dimanche moi c'est Azu Kekori Samuel. Bye.
Yes, this is Carlene saying goodbye, but not forever, because we will be here again next week, the same station, WGXC 90.7 FM Equa New York. And remember, this is WGXC, your station, your community station, hands-on radio, community radio for Greene and Columbia County. That's your station. We are here for you and you are there for us. And so, we have no choice.
To save the world for the love of the child.